It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? It is March 23rd. This is Fightful Wrestling's List and Your Boy with Sean Ross Sapp and Jimmy Van, brought to you by Manscaped and NordVPN.com/Fightful. We'll tell you more about that later. Jimmy, what's up?
Not much, Sean Ross Sapp. So this is a big week for you.
It is a big week for me, yes.
Sean's moving into a new house. He's not excited at all. He just he never talks about it. I have to, like, just pull teeth to get him to say anything about this experience.
I mean, but, listen, I've had plenty of that happening last week too. Were you my dentist last week, Jimmy?
If I did, apparently I did a good job because you were feeling good.
So listen to this. So for those that don't know, actually, as I was moving, I found, like, a lot of my MMA gear, my mouth guard, stuff like that. The tooth that just got removed, there was a little chip of my tooth in one of my mouth guards.
Really?
So I'm like, okay, that explains a lot. But
that's how it happened.
I had it yanked last week. Now my wisdom tooth's coming in that very spot.
Really?
Isn't that insane? And, like, I'm sitting here thinking, well, you know what? I wouldn't hate to have a full tooth there, but it sucks. It, like, my mouth over here is swollen. It's a pain in the ass. I'm in more pain now than I was a full week ago. And I woke up at like 8 p.m. that night and I thought I was coherent. I was like, maybe I can do the review. It's a great thing I didn't do that review because I was not coherent whatsoever. But yeah, thanks to everybody who had nice words, well wishes for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Sean told me he had a chipped tooth, and I thought, what did you say to your wife that kind of led her to take care of business?
Okay, so she's trained with me a few times. And besides that, I do have two chipped teeth. I've got one right here, and my front one, the depth of it is. Both of them are from training with her. I've trained with UFC fighters and Bellator fighters, never had that happen. But two times I trained with her, I chipped teeth.
That's because the one that's not going to pull their punches is your wife.
Evidently. Guys, please send in your super chats, your humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. Also, leave a thumbs up on this video if you're watching live on YouTube.com/Fightful. We've got a lot of great content up this week. Interview with Reggie. Lily did an incredible interview with Kid Bandit that's doing good numbers. This week, I've got the Good Brothers. This weekend on Fightful Select, Steven Jensen's dropping a bunch of short interviews from people with GCW. We'd greatly appreciate it, but you can also head to humperchats.com and you may say, well, why would I want to do that instead of Super Chats? Well, one, we get to keep more of it. But two, if you don't watch live, you can leave your question or statement before the show. So if you're watching now, but you can't watch tonight's post AEW review, you can go to humperchats.com, leave your question or statement. And there you go.
And look, I was telling
people put over Lily's interview. It was really good.
There you go. I was telling Sean off the air that I watched the new Spider-Man movie and I hated the story, but I'm going to save that for Fightful Select for the list goes on. And that's when I'll bitch about how I hated the story behind the new Spider-Man movie. I couldn't get into the movie because the story was so stupid, but we'll talk about that on the list goes on.
And to do a quick plug of Fightful Select, I just reported that Ethan Page has re-signed with AEW. So that's good for him. Make sure you guys subscribe to that. I have info on WWE producers, including Petey Williams being, like, in Vince McMahon's favor. We had a big update on ROH yesterday. All kinds of good stuff over there. But we already have some super chats. Kate Hensler, who has not changed her name on here yet, even though she's trying to go incognito, says, hi, SRS, huge fan. Updates on Smackadia flavors are pushed for this WrestleMania. Listen, I like a good old chicken quesadilla. I like a good old dilla like that. Do you have a favorite quesadilla, Jimmy?
Not really. My wife is more into Spanish food than I am, or Mexican food. So not really. Give me some meat and some cheese. I'm good to go.
Matt Reichel says, congrats on the move, SRS. Reckless speculation on my part with Britt Baker, Adam Cole, and Christian Cage getting added to WrestleCon. Could they be added to Supercard of Honor? I think Adam Cole might be. I would be surprised. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Britt was added. You know what? It wouldn't shock me at all if they said, hey, Deonna Purrazzo, you're facing Britt Baker. Here's that match you guys have wanted so bad. By the way, we're going to put our title on Britt, because now not only do they have the TBS title to play with in that regard, they got the ROH title too. Yeah. And Britt did wrestle. She wrestled like 9 or 10 matches in Ring of Honor as well, including challenging for the women's title at one point.
Depending on the plan for Ring of Honor, Christian's a good guy there too.
Yeah.
Not too dissimilar from Dolph Ziggler in NXT right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I had a great person, Darren, who gets a lot of cameos from me. He asked me what I thought they would do with ROH. And I look at it and I go, sort of like what New Japan Strong is doing now. And I think NXT 2.0 is a lot more like NXT 2014 than anybody gives it credit for, Jimmy, when they had Tyson Kidd and Cesaro and Titus O'Neil rolling through there. And they were leaning into some of the characters. You had like Sylvester Laforte and Enzo Amore and Big Cass and a lot of that. It resembles that much more than anybody cares to admit. New Japan Strong, though, I think is perfect. It is not quite perceived as up on the New Japan type of thing, but it's consistently good show. They have good talent. It is effectively a brand split. And then sometimes they'll bring in legends and superstars and megastars to supplement that. I think it's a really good plan there. And Tony Khan straight up said, listen, I like the original NXT more than 2.0, but that ain't how Vince McMahon books his wrestlers, so why wouldn't he do it this way? I thought that was very realistic. DJ Cass says, women's Dusty Cup and challenge for the singles belt, not the tag belt. That makes sense, right? I'm working to find out if one of the tag champs is injured. I think that's what it is. I love the women's Dusty Cup. I am a huge Wendy Choo fan. Holy shit, do I love Wendy Choo. When she threw that pillow up to block the 619, I thought that was some of the best shit I've seen on NXT 2.0. I think this is a way to make a big match for NXT TakeOver. They desperately need to combine those women's tag titles because it really just limits everything. And at this point, the brand split doesn't mean a damn thing. So, like, why should I care about that?
I actually wanted to talk about Stand and Deliver a little bit later because I want to talk about some of the talent on the card. So we'll get to that later. One other thing I wanted to mention, and stuff like this makes me feel old whenever I hear, you know, stories like this or information like this. 25 years ago today, March 23rd, 1997, 25, a quarter of a century ago, Sean, was WrestleMania 13, the submission match, Bret the Hitman Hart against Stone Cold Steve Austin, which I think a lot of people look at as Steve Austin's coming out party. That's when they did the double turn, and that's when they strapped the rocket ship to him, and off he went. 25 years ago. You remember the visual, the blood. He wouldn't submit. He passed out. Quarter of a century ago, Sean. How does that make you feel? I watched that live on pay-per-view that night.
I know. I was on vacation with my family in Florida, and where I live, you couldn't have even got pay-per-view. Like, it just wasn't there. But at this place I was at, it was the scrambled channel. The audio was perfect. That's all I need.
Are you sure you were watching wrestling?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was watching wrestling, unless the thing I was watching was Ken Shamrock in a pool of blood. I think it was wrestling, but
hope so.
But speaking of, listen to this cameo request I just got. You all ain't slick. I swear you're not slick, people. By the way, guys, get a cameo from me. All proceeds this month go to the Ukraine relief efforts. Jimmy's matching, but every month, 100% of the proceeds will go to a good cause. Now, come on, listen to this. I'm starting to get this weird shit, Jimmy. Really need an anonymous live model for my university art project. Drawing the feet up close in different positions as you relax, curling your toes and yawning for 1 to 2 minutes. Thanks. Sitting with your bare feet up in front of the camera reading a book. Flex your toes, yawn, and look tired. Come on! Do you think I'm dumb? Like, 4 of our mods have OnlyFans. Like, you think I'm not clued in
on
what this shit is about? How dumb do you think I am?
Wow.
I talk to the best liars in the world every day of my life and figure out if they're telling the truth or not. I ain't throwing my toes up there. What's wrong with you? What's going on here?
Wow. I saw Jordan Grace post on Twitter. Some guy was just like begging to see her boob. Did you see that?
So,
like begging.
She has sent me a lot of the weird requests she's gotten. And it's fucked up. The stuff Man. She posts is tame that she gets.
Yeah,
at.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. I mean,
this is the third foot request I've got, Jimmy, on Cameo alone.
Wow, wow. I mean, the world has always been this way, but now social media makes it so accessible.
Jesus Christ, you know? Man.
Wow.
I'm just trying to raise money. That's yeah. for a good cause.
Well, that'll raise it, Sean.
Yeah, it'll raise something for somebody. That's for sure.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I thought that the buzz for Cody Rhodes was dying down. You know, like when you first broke the news that he was leaving AEW, you know, select subscription spiked and it's all anybody was talking about. It was a hotter news than Steve Austin returning to the ring. And I felt over the last couple weeks, it's starting to die down. There were a lot of AEW loyalists that were now starting to pivot and shit on Cody Rhodes. And that's what I thought. But the last couple Mondays in a row, there have been a lot of people on social media that were like, is he debuting tonight? Is he debuting tonight? So maybe it's as hot as it was. I don't know. My first question for you is, you think Mania surprise? You think they wait till the Raw after, which I think will be foolish. I think it'll be a Mania surprise. Or do you think that Rollins cuts a promo on Monday and Cody comes out to answer a challenge? I think they're going to wait till Mania, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to wait until Mania.
Okay.
I definitely think so. That would make sense. Everybody knows he's coming. It's the CM Punk method.
Yes.
Everybody knows he's coming. They know he's on the way.
Yeah.
Because if now they don't deliver, promotional malpractice. That's stupid. You're going to get all kinds of hate for that. It's got to be Mania, I think. To me, you don't got to beat somebody over the head with it. I love the subtle stuff, too. I love that. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. And Rollins even saying like rumors are one thing, but I think they've done a really good job with teasing Cody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now here's something else I want to get your opinion on. And I know it's early and, you know, maybe it's hard to even talk about this, but Vince McMahon's got a track record, you know, in recent years. So Dutch Mantel, among others,
oh boy,
have questioned Cody's fortunes months down the road. So we're not talking Mania sure. Sunday. We're not talking Raw the next night.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, okay.
Why are we bringing up Dutch? Like
well,
everybody else hasn't.
I saw a YouTube video came up in my recent videos, whatever, and it was him talking about it. So do you think that months down the road, forget about Mania Sunday, forget about Raw the next night, even forget about WrestleMania Backlash, whatever the hell the plan is, months down the road, do you think that Cody Rhodes becomes just another guy because of Vince McMahon's tendencies, 50-50 booking, all of that? Or do you think that they look at him like, okay, this is our opportunity to you know, to show what we're capable of kind of thing, and they really run with him? What's your expectation?
My hopes and expectations are two different things. My expectations are, well, it's WWE. They're going to do the same stuff they always do. They're going to fumble the bag. I mean, that's how I feel it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hope they do is they take this and they say, hey, look, AEW wrestlers, even people that have badmouthed us can come over here, be draws, be successful, and make our show better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what should happen. WWE should take this opportunity as a recruiting tool to be able to say, hey, you want to make millions? Here you go. You want to be seen by even more people globally? Here you go. That's their opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This, Jimmy, they haven't had the chance to do this in years
mm-hmm.
because they talent hoarded everybody. They already went and got everybody for years. Like maybe they had an opportunity with some guys in Japan. Maybe from Japan, but like really who's the last big signing to come from another company to WWE?
To the only one roster? I can think of, the only one I can think of is either Kenta.
No, nah, or... I mean, since talent hoarding mode, since like 2017.
Oh, I mean, there
Lashley,
wasn't...
Lashley, maybe.
I look at him different. I mean, with all due respect to Impact, I just don't look at it the
especially
same way.
Especially at that point. Especially Impact at that point.
Yeah, I don't look at it the same way. So if you're talking the last 5 years, can't really think of anybody in
exactly.
the last 5 years.
Once that 2016 thing hit,
yeah,
and they dragged everybody out of there they were going to drag out.
Yeah.
People are saying
McIntyre got a lot of... Remember
people
Sin Cara
say McIntyre,
got a lot of
fellows, he was on NXT for months. He didn't come up to the main roster and make an immediate impact. He went back to NXT.
I remember Sin Cara got a lot of buzz. Remember, and like they did press conferences and stuff, and sure. that got a lot of buzz at that time.
People are saying AJ Styles. That was over 6 years ago. People saying Kushida. Guys, I said main roster. Who was the last one they signed a top guy from another country who popped up on the main roster and made an impact? They haven't had that. Yeah. They've not had that in a long, long time now.
Styles is definitely the last one. Like you said, that was like a good 6 years ago. And even he's different because Cody and Styles did everything in Impact you could do over a number of years. Cody literally was just there for their first 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know, because AEW hasn't even scratched the surface of what they're capable of yet. It's different. But I don't know. Okay, now there's
we got a bunch of super chats. Okay. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Yep. Shot Kid says, even if Cody's successful, the rest of the booking still what it has been. I feel like it won't matter. Well, that's the point. If they've got Cody wrestling the same three guys every week for 4 or 5 months,
right?
If they got him wrestling Apollo Crews nonstop, it ain't gonna help. Joshua Town says Veer. That's pretty good. I mean, he was a Disney star, technically, because they made that movie about him. Levi says, do you think there was any or know of any discussions about WWE's trademark on Dusty Rhodes that Cody would want during their discussions? No, but I'll find that out. That's a very good question. If I were Cody, I'd be like, listen, maybe turn those over. But if you're WWE, you say, why? You're coming to work for us, aren't you?
Vince isn't doing that.
But he let the Cody Rhodes one expire. He let a couple of them expire.
Yeah, but Cody Rhodes, he didn't see the value in Cody Rhodes, but they utilize the Dusty Rhodes stuff a lot with NXT. I just don't see it happening.
Sure. Tremaine says, I just want Cody to have fun in WWE. The biggest issue with the Fed is nothing can be fun or feel free. Jimmy's tripping about Spider-Man. Well, I want people to have fun no matter where they work. I don't care if they wherever they work, as long as, you know, they're happy and it's creatively satisfying. The thing is, there are so many people, like if I say, man, Nakamura has been booked poorly, they go, oh, let him just secure the bag and surf. And I'm like, wait. He can't be booked well and have fun. Mm. Like, he can't be booked well and all that stuff. Like, it's such an unusual thing to me. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats. We greatly appreciate them. Courtney says, I think Cody can thrive anywhere. I don't buy into the Cody hate because I feel like a lot of the people who say they hate him secretly love him. Well, I can tell you, I can verify that because the CM Punk story and the Cody Rhodes story are neck and neck for getting the same amount of subscribers towards FightfulSelect.com. Like that, it's unreal.
I think a lot of AEW fans, they almost felt hurt personally when Cody left.
Yeah.
And I feel like they allowed that to sway their opinion of him. And I guarantee you, if Cody had a re-signed, a lot of people shitting on him now would be praising him. That's just reality.
We have Joel saying, everybody thought AJ would get buried when he came in too. I don't know how they'll book Cody, but he's still a WWE guy first like Drew. So I'm hopeful as long as he's happy. I mean, for every AJ Styles, there is a Bobby Lashley who eventually got there, mm-hmm. but was feuding with Sami Zayn with the fake sisters things. Like there's
and the Lana stuff.
EC3 came in. What happened with him? He was a top guy in Impact and reinvigorated his career. Now look at what happened there. Like there's a whole lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Dante says, for the Twitter defense fund, the trolls have been ridiculous lately. 90% of the people you see getting very, very angry are people that if you just go back, you'll look and you'll see that I blocked them because they did something bad. If you do something or say something terrible, I'm just going to hit that button and not bother with you.
You mean like what CM Punk did to you, which is why he blocked you on Twitter?
Yeah, sure. But you know what? He unblocked me too because I'm a great person. So, I mean, there you go. Joseph Correa says, loving all the content the last couple of weeks. Sent a message through Patreon, but wanted to say I live here in Dallas. I'm your guy if you all need anything during Mania Week. I appreciate that, Joseph. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a quick trip in for me. Josh's Town says, Cody coming in real hot. Bobby, not as much. I mean, Bobby, not as much as Cody for sure, but he had a pretty nice debut. People were very excited for that. Like, let me look at his return numbers. So I remember it being very good. And he came in against Elias, who was hot. Yeah, that video did about 9 million views on YouTube. So there were people interested.
Well, you have to remember, he came in with the Bellator run and the Impact run. Mm-hmm. So Lashley didn't come in like, you know, with no momentum. He had momentum coming in for sure.
Joker, do you see a possibility of the Good Brothers signing with AEW? Don't their contracts expire soon? This year, as far as I heard, I think anything's possible. They're finished with AEW for now, but I think it's really possible. I got an interview with them dropping this week. They have left everything on the table as far as I understand. Brent Lockman says, good seeing All Ego Wrestling will continue. Paige looks like he's having the time of his life. Great to see a Steel Town boy survive. Not just that, he moved to the U.S. this past week. And congrats to him.
Steel Town reference, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
There you go. I drove past there on my way to Niagara Falls, actually.
There
I believe
you go, yeah.
But Ethan Page is great. I think the world of him. I was very happy when I found out that news. And it's so funny because like I'll get news about like him or Danhausen and RJ. And people like I'll be like, y'all couldn't have told me? You couldn't have leaked it? Any of that? Man. Joseph Correa says, how long is Roddy Strong working in NXT UK? I don't think it's long term. I don't think it's long term. But we will get back to... hold on. Van Twinblade says, I think you may owe Ethan Price for that Jake Something hit. They had a match Sunday at Glory Pro. They beat the hell out of each other. Also, Jake Something made a huge announcement for the next show, which I won't post because VOD isn't out. Give me the scoop, Van Twinblade. What the heck? And did Mox resign yet? I don't know. Now, listen, guys, if you want to ask me even more questions, I've got a Q&A show that drops this week. The next couple will be live. It usually takes me two and a half hours to film one of those. And because of the dental surgery, I'm still not recovered. So I'll be doing a couple of live ones over the next couple weeks. That way we can sort of shorten the production time. But that's on FightfulSelect.com. Jimmy, what else you got?
Well, speaking of Q&As on Fightful Select, I did one last week with Joel Pearl. Very informative and a lot of information because I did it, not Sean. And one thing that we talked about was the mainstream opportunities that could come Cody Rhodes' way signing with WWE. I mean, obviously, he did some stuff through WarnerMedia. You see what WWE's been able to do for people like The Rock and John Cena and The Miz and The Bellas. My question for you, and I saw that Brandy signed a deal for Shot of Brandy. Already
a show, yes,
a show, not with WWE, but yeah, like a show. So my question for you is, do you think that Cody's objective, at least one of them when signing with WWE, was that he wanted to kind of break into the mainstream? Because my opinion is that he felt he had to leave AEW because Tony Khan had kind of taken over as the authoritative face of the company, and Cody was kind of, you know, as a talent, kind of falling back a bit. I feel like he felt he had to leave. But do you think that he's thinking, here's a shot for me to really break into the mainstream?
Possibly. I mean, it's not something I've discussed with him or his management or anything like that. But yeah. I know that they were shopping Hollywood stuff. I mean, I was straight up told, pay attention to the trade magazines, like full stop by them. And I know that they're working on unscripted programming. So, yeah, I definitely think so. I would be surprised if they weren't trying to shop him for movie stuff. Like, why wouldn't they? I mean, he's got a good look. He's a charismatic guy. Dennis says, with a joint producer job behind the scenes, can't wait for Cody Island 2.0. There's a lot of people that took my Cody working as a producer tweet seriously. That was a good that. Troll. That was a good shit, wasn't it?
I saw it. Yeah.
There you go. That was good stuff.
I want to ask you another point about Cody, and I think it was Meltzer that reported this. Meltzer reported that
if it's that backlash bullshit, Jimmy, you better, if it's that backlash bullshit. What is it? If it is.
No, I'm not sure even what you're talking about. So,
all right.
Meltzer, I believe, was the one who reported that Cody's money deal with WWE turned out to be about the same as what AEW's offer had been in terms of money. And so my question was, do you think, because I still feel like Cody felt like he needed to leave WWE, but do you think it was, or AEW, but do you think it was a situation where Cody left expecting a bigger price tag and then it wasn't there? Or do you think that he left already knowing what, you know, what WWE was looking at?
One of the people that re-signed with WWE for big money so that they were told that AEW probably wouldn't have approached that money. Now with Cody and all of his outside stuff, I don't know. Who knows if Roads to the Top would get renewed? I hadn't heard it had been renewed, even though Dave had. I hadn't heard it. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, I don't know if it's, it was a sure thing. And WWE, your money's going to be set. That'll be your downside guarantee. Jeremy says, how do we get to the Humper Chats website? Humperchats.com or humperchat.com. We greatly appreciate it.
All right. Let's move on and talk about Stone Cold. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Why? Do you think they're going to protect him in this match, Jimmy? Do you think that's what they're going to do?
Yeah.
You think they're going to protect him? Well, I don't. Not to the level he should be. I think they should protect him against malware and pop-up ads. Online hackers, unsecured Wi-Fi, online trackers. NordVPN.com/Fightful does that. Why won't WWE? I don't understand. We can get you a huge discount on NordVPN.com/Fightful and an additional month free. A 30-day money-back guarantee. Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm looking for more props.
These people pay us good money to tell the people how they can protect themselves. And if there's one thing I like, it's protection.
Are you sure, Sean?
Online trackers, hackers, that unsecured Wi-Fi that isn't safe. It's all set up with NordVPN.com/Fightful to protect you on all your devices, TV, phone, tablet, your router, all that good stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful. In the U.S., you save up to 73%. Not just that, you can get pay-per-views, online services, versions of products like the WWE Network that you can't subscribe to in the States anymore. What are you doing? You know what? That's how excited Sammy was when he heard about NordVPN.com/Fightful. I love it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Love him. Love him. Love him. Somebody says, Cody's deal length, 3 years is my guess. I don't know. I would report that if I had it. Do you think Bray possibly ends up back in WWE? Yes, I do think it's possible. I haven't heard anything to lend me to believe that, but are the rumors of Lacey Evans returning to Raw or SmackDown after WrestleMania true? I'd be shocked if she didn't. She looked like she was in great shape. I would imagine that she is up for the challenge. WWE loves her an awful lot.
How long ago did she have the baby?
I want to say like October.
October? Maybe. Okay.
Check Patreon messages. Okay, I will. Irene says, I think they'll roll out the red carpet for Cody. Might even make him champion as a recruiting move, but how long will it last? He's still not Roman. Well, he's got a lot of interest. You never know how the reaction to one talent from another talent will be. So maybe putting him in there with a Roman Reigns will make him white hot. You never know.
Maybe. I think Cody's tailor-made for Money in the Bank. Like, I definitely think he's the guy I'd put the Money in the Bank contract on, but that's not till July. So what are you going to do for the next 3 months prior to that, I guess, is the question when it comes to Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. So you want to talk about Austin, huh?
Yeah, so I saw him on the Rich Eisen show. Looking good, man. Like, he's looking big, like muscled up, and he looked like the belly's maybe gone down a little bit too, the beer belly. He was looking pretty good. He made reference to Saturday when he was talking to Rich Eisen about Mania. He made reference to Saturday. So that leads me to think they're going to do him and Kevin Owens on night one of WrestleMania. Here's my question for you. Do you think it's going to be an official street fight type match? Do you think it's going to be like a talk show segment that turns into a brawl? Do you think Austin's going to come out classic jean shorts, knee braces, black boots? What's your expectation for this whole thing? Are we going to get the old look of Stone Cold Steve Austin, or is he going to be out there like he is now, sneakers and jeans and all that?
Before somebody writes an article on this, I don't know. But what I think is that Austin will come out. What I would do, by the way, it was always promoted as night one.
Was it?
I think they should kick the show off with this. And the KO show should kick things off. And Austin should come out in his jeans and his t-shirt. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then Owens keeps prodding him, and he keeps prodding him, and he keeps prodding him. And then Austin's like, in 2.5 hours, I'm going to kick the shit out of you. And you're going to
put on the gear.
And then put on the gear backstage, come out to the theme, beat his ass in a street fight, and then himself count the 1, 2, 3. That's Austin's way of getting around. It's not a match. Mm. But like, we saw him count his own three during his first title defense, for the love of God, like against Dude Love. Like, I think that might be a good way, and a way to hype it up, to build the anticipation throughout the night. Like, even you see Kevin Owens, it's like, shit, shit, shit. Like, even like, maybe even have Austin be like, I'm going to give you 3 hours to think about how bad I'm going to kick your ass. Just that way you can kind of sandwich it, and you can sort of retain some audience, because there's going to be a lot of casual fans during this show. And if you kick it off with Austin and end it with Austin, I think that's a nice way to do it.
You think he's going to throw the trunks on, Sean?
I hope so.
Hmm.
I hope we see him in all his underwear glory, Jimmy.
See, I was thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, are they doing Becky, Bianca, and Charlotte, Ronda both on Saturday?
Night one, yes.
Okay, so then and Ronda and Charlotte are main eventing.
I don't know.
Okay, I thought they were.
Nothing's confirmed yet.
If they're main eventing, then I would think they'd go Becky Bianca to open.
Nothing is confirmed yet.
Okay, I thought they announced it, that they were main eventing night one.
Nope, this night they just announced it was going to be in night one.
Just night one. Okay.
They implied it, and I even posted, like, it seems like WWE has implied this. And WWE was like, hey, we haven't set that yet.
Okay. All right.
Tremaine says Austin needs to come out to the Disturbed theme. I love that theme.
I like the classic one. I want the classic one.
Oh, man. I love that theme. It was so good. Mm. Stephen Fitzpatrick says it's going to be funny to see a lot of the WWE stan accounts be very quiet when Cody debuts and gets over with the crowd after all the abuse he's had. I mean, he's going to be over one way or another. He's been over one way or another because the people cared about him one way or another. But there will definitely be some people that change their tone. You're going to be able to go back and see some of their tweets from 4 months ago. That'll right. be a lot different.
Right. Right.
Ryan says, what do you think changed Cody's mind about going back to WWE after all the shots he's taken at them? The common knowledge is he despised them and said in interviews he would not go back. I don't think he's despised them. I think that he didn't like the way that things worked out, and he thought he was capable of more, and he was right. He was absolutely right. I think it's a variety of things. Money, creative, his spot in AEW, his ability to kind of push forward and lend creatively. But I've not heard from him personally what those are.
I mean, I've seen some interviews with him, and I actually just recently watched the one he did with CVV that he did in 19. He wasn't shitting on WWE at all.
Yeah.
He talked, and this was 3 years ago at the time. He talked about how, you know, he's like, well, I like to think that, you know, they still like me, or that there's still a relationship kind of thing. I don't think he's really shit on them shoot style. Yeah, he did the stuff on TV. He had the sledgehammer and he broke the throne. I don't recall an interview where he shit all over WWE in like a shoot style interview.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's an issue. And I stand behind my opinion. I think he felt he had to leave. I think he felt, okay, I was the authoritative face publicly. Tony kind of took that role. Now I'm more a talent than I was. I think he felt like he had to leave. And that's just my opinion.
Sure. Sure. Guys, reminder, leave a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate it. What else you got, Jimmy?
I want to ask you a question about WrestleMania and COVID. Okay. Because so, and I'll tell you this, like running this company, the rules change so often with employees. I'll always get questions about what the hell's the rule now on, you know, I got a sore throat, whatever. It gets more complicated, but it is, I think, still the same old story. If you test positive, or if you're around someone who tested positive, you got to isolate for 5 days. And that takes me to Mania. So it's next weekend. They're doing live events in Canada this weekend because they got one in Toronto. So they're doing live events in Canada this weekend. I think that's the Raw brand that's doing it. They got SmackDown next Friday, which is the day before night one of Mania, and they're doing the Hall of Fame then. Have you heard anything about them taking any kind of precaution? Because what happens again if before the biggest show of the year, Brock tests positive, Roman tests positive, Ronda tests positive, Bianca tests positive? Have they taken any precautions that you're aware of prior to the biggest show of the year?
Quite honestly, I haven't asked about COVID in a very long time. Like, I just haven't. It hasn't been a major point of discussion in a while. And it's not like, oh, it's over or anything like that. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like that situation. It just hasn't been a big topic. It hasn't derailed their creative or anything like that to like a big degree. And fortunately, cases are way down from January. Massively down. So that's also very good. I mean, gosh, I think we're at the lowest cases in quite a while. So that's good news. But I haven't heard of anything.
Okay. Cause for me, like, obviously I don't think there's any risk of anybody dying, you know, cause they're all in the primes of their lives and everything. Just if you test positive, you got to isolate for 5 days.
Yeah. But I mean, there's just because they won't die doesn't mean that they won't pass it on to somebody else who won't die.
Sure. But I'm worried about, you got that 5 day window. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it'd be a big thing if they lose Brock or Roman or anybody, Rollins, anybody, because they got positive within that 5 day window. That's why I was curious if they're doing anything to prevent that from happening. But
not that I've heard. But then again, I haven't asked.
Okay.
Joel says Cody's always talked about the respect he had for Triple H and that he had no regrets of his tenure and how much he learned from guys like Orton.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, just because he can take a few shots, that's friendly competition right there. Yeah. Like, Gunther McGillibuddy and all that stuff. That's just harmless shit. Yeah. And Cher sends in a monster super chat and saying, I hope Stardust is doing well today. I'm sure he's doing great today. Like, he's about to make a lot of money. So I think he's going to do good. But
if you don't think at some point he's going to bring that back for fun. Oh, he absolutely is. He will bring that back.
Surprised.
For fun. Oh, he will for sure.
We have a couple of super chats and Humper chats about Supercard of Honor.
Yep.
Shot Kid says, what non-WWE show are you guys most excited for Mania weekend? Are the Briscoes pulling double duty for that Friday, ROH, and Impact, or is the multiverse being taped? I think they're pulling double duty. And we got Chris asking, do you think that TK will put the tag titles on FTR and get rid of the Briscoes? As of right now, I would believe yes, if Warner Media has anything to say about it. Mm. I mean, it seems like the Briscoes understand that Jay understands that he fucked up and said some horrible shit that he shouldn't have said. Mm-hmm. And people in ROH, and I'll just say this to their credit, I've heard of no issues regarding that. If you've heard otherwise, by all means, hit me up and let me know. But I hope they have, and I hope they've made amends for that, and they've grown and they've changed. But as of now, I think FTR will probably win those titles. I haven't heard anything about the Briscoes moving on. FightfulSelect.com yesterday reported the ups and the downs of booking that match. Please subscribe. Check it out. What non-WWE show am I most excited for? Supercard of Honor. I'll be there. I'll be at MLW. I'm going to try to interview Richard Holiday and Alicia Atut in person again. I'm going to interview Shaza for the first time in person.
That's cool.
So excited for that. That's legitimately the reason why I booked Dallas.
Really?
Because after all the shit I've talked to her for 2 years,
yep.
If I didn't go interview her in person, man, that'd be bad on our part. So I'm going to interview her, whether she likes it or not. and yeah, I'll be there.
Fightful magazine writer, Shaza McKenzie.
Exactly. Fightful magazine or FightfulMag.com.
Yep.
I'll be at Wale Mania as well. I've got WWE media as well. And I think a Conrad related thing. So yeah. And then I fly back Saturday. Oh, Jimmy, do you know how excited I am to roll out of bed 50 minutes before my plane departs, walk, just stroll into my ghost town of a regional airport and get on the plane? I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, that's right. You bought a new house, right?
I did. I did. No thanks to you.
You don't talk about it much, so I forgot.
We'll start our home. That's all.
Good for you, bud. Yeah, when Sean told me the price of his house, me living in Toronto, Canada, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, honestly. You know, what a difference.
Zeno Hour says dropping D12 references on Richard and Alicia was pure gold. That was one of my favorite interviews I've ever done in my entire life. And now I have to top it, and I'm not sure how. So there you go. Oh, D'Lo Loki says, just tuned in. Any update on ROH women's title match? The last time I asked, I was told there was supposed to be a title match on the show. A lot of things have changed over the last few weeks, so we'll see. What else you got, Jimmy?
Well, so I was looking at the Stand and Deliver card for next week, the NXT Stand and Deliver card. And you know how we've talked about how WWE, and I should preface, Vince McMahon hasn't been able to create new main event level stars in WWE. And they had people that were brought up from NXT who had been really protected before they got to the main roster, like Killer Cross and Keith Lee, who got annihilated on the main roster.
I thought they were main eventing with Lou Diamond Phillips versus Edward James Olmos.
So I was looking at the card and deliver. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, how can I get through to these kids?
Yeah, that's good. So I was looking at the card, and I was looking at some of the names on the card. And you want to talk about potential superstars. Some of the names on this card, like, they have a strong roster in NXT. And I highlighted some of them. I mean, Bron Breakker is an obvious one. I think the name's going to be a hindrance. I'm hoping that maybe one day Vince McMahon pulls his head out of his ass and says, screw it, he's a Steiner now. But Bron Breakker is an obvious one. Cora Jade is a talented kid. And, you know, there's a lot they can do with her on the main roster. Again, if Vince doesn't screw it up. Everybody talks about Carmelo Hayes. What an athlete that kid is. And there's a lot of potential with him. Solo Sikoa. Oh, you might get more obvious when it comes to somebody's place on the main roster. I don't think you get more obvious than him. So he's an obvious one. I think the Creed brothers are awesome as a tag team. Gunther is another one. I think LA Knight is made for the main roster too. I think LA Knight's more of a main roster guy than an NXT guy. So they have a lot of talent there, but the question is, you know, do you think they're going to get a shot on the main roster, or do you think that they're going to end up with a demolition mask and, you know?
Yes, I think the NXT 2.0 talent, as we see it now, stands much more of a chance to shine on the main roster than the NXT talent before. For that reason that Tony Khan mentioned, and for those of you that missed it, at the last media scrum, Tony Khan, my coworker and boss, said, which NXT do you guys prefer? And everybody said the original. And they said, okay, which one do you think is more conducive to Vince McMahon's vision of wrestling? We all said 2.0. And he said, okay, that's why I don't think it's a bad idea that they did that. If that's how they're going to book wrestling, they should have a developmental territory that also books wrestling that way. So I think that that's going to happen. What is going on here? A run-in, Jimmy.
I actually saw the little window.
Oh, no.
I saw the window and I was like, what kind of crap is Sean pulling with
that? Is this Fightful overbooked star Jeremy Lambert with an Avs jersey? What's going on?
Why are you showing me that? Because they won in overtime the other night? Is that why you're showing me that? I mean, they should have won that game. They're playing at home and they're the better team. So they should have won that game.
Is Jeremy muted? Did he mute himself?
I think he might have muted himself. Yeah.
Jeremy doesn't have a mic. Oh, my God.
Oh, doesn't have a mic. So I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to mock me because the Colorado Avalanche beat the Edmonton Oilers in one game in Colorado in overtime, in which Edmonton was playing really well until Evander Kane lost the puck in his jersey, couldn't find it, and then they went down and scored. So that's basically what happened. You know what? Edmonton played good in that game. They played really well in that game. So if that's the only reason you're here.
It is the only reason he's here.
I wish there's more that I could say, but it doesn't
bother
me.
We got him on salary to do this, Jimmy.
Really?
We got him.
Just doesn't bother me at all. Maybe if it was like the Western Conference Final, and if the Avalanche were to beat the Oilers in the Western Conference Final, maybe then I'd be a little bit more hurt. But one game in overtime doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Damn, and Jeremy can't even say anything. He's got no audio.
Wow. We could have thought bubbles, and then we could just say stuff on his behalf.
This is pretty
amazing. No, good for them. Good for them. But one game doesn't mean nothing to me. It was overtime. It's no big deal.
Man, he came in and tried to talk that trash. Tremaine says, I hope Karen Q is allowed to stay with a gimmick. The Wendy Chu gimmick is perfect for her. Like, I think that she can be like first off, she's great in the ring. Her moveset is incredible.
Is
I love
he talking
that.
On the main roster? He means on the main roster?
Yeah.
She's got a better shot than if she was a man.
Yeah. And Josh says, so the NXT women's tag titles mean nothing. Well, I think that maybe there's an injury at play there. I think that's what happened. One of the girls dipped out of the ring last night when things got physical. So that would make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I'll find out what's going on. But no, none of the tag titles mean anything.
If she was doing that gimmick and if she was male, either she's not getting called up or she's in the 24/7 picture. But because there's less women on the roster, she's going to get more of an opportunity, I think.
We are also asked, what are we most and least looking forward to in the Mania card? This is from Josh. Most, I think Becky Bianca is what I'm looking forward to, and the Austin stuff. I am least looking forward to Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin, and I love Drew McIntyre. I like Happy Corbin in the ring. I don't need to see this match. This is a SmackDown match.
I'm with you on the least looking forward to, because Drew Corbin doesn't mean shit, and someone's trying to get in there again. Probably because he got a mic this time.
Yeah.
Most looking forward to.
Are you guys running to where the microphone doesn't work?
I don't know. A good one by the sounds of it.
Is it working now? Can you hear
me? Yeah, it's working. I just responded to you. How am I going to do that? Am I a lip reader?
If you're still trying
first off, to beat you in the Wrestling Conference Finals, you'd have to get out of the first round. We'd have to get out of the second round. And then maybe we could play in the Western Conference Finals.
If the playoffs started today, if I remember right, the Oilers have the LA Kings. They will beat the LA Kings in a 7-game series. I don't think they'll beat the Calgary Flames, but they'll beat the LA Kings.
I mean, I wouldn't sure of anything. I've seen Connor McDavid in the playoffs. It doesn't always go so well.
He's not Austin Matthews. Connor McDavid's just fine in the playoffs. It's the team around him. That's not great.
Who's
Colorado got in the first round of the playoff start today?
Dallas, and I don't like that matchup at all because Pavelski kills us every single time.
Colorado's a good team. Colorado's a good team.
We're a really good team, but we were a really good team last year, and we still couldn't get out of the second round.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Colorado's actually a good matchup for Edmonton. They're both fast, smaller teams.
Why didn't you just do a goddamn hockey podcast with him?
He wanted me to do it
on Monday. Jimmy said he was too busy.
Mondays are tough for me. Mondays are tough. They're tough.
He's too busy.
Yeah,
even when I did the Q&A last week, Sean, Joel kept on looking at the time. He's like, oh, I know we got to wrap this up. And I said, I booked till 2 for this. It's good. I booked until 2.
Damn.
So it's all right.
No respect for Jeremy. No respect for the point god. Who
Mondays
are you?
Are tough.
Who are you to doubt the point god, first off?
Factual. Very factual.
Or who are you to question the point god?
Question. Yeah, it's questioning the point god.
Who are you to question the point god, Jeremy?
Is this question directed to me?
Yes.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Exactly. I'll tell you off the air, though. It's great.
All right.
It's great.
It's a very good story.
You mean the t-shirt?
Huh?
You mean the t-shirt? Because you had a point guard t-shirt, didn't you?
Point God.
God, whatever. I mean,
that's just his nickname. Don't you use Twitter?
A little bit. A little bit.
I assume Jimmy has me muted after all this time.
No, not at all. I don't have anybody muted. I don't have anybody
he
blocked.
When Fightful started, he was told to follow you, but muted you immediately is what I heard.
Jimmy would always follow and then unfollow and then unfollow and refollow again.
That's what I do. I do that because I'm like, please follow me back.
I was already following you.
We've got people saying, how about Kentucky basketball? We're not talking about that, Matt. We are not talking about that. What did I think of your message on Patreon? That's good news. I like that. Thank you to Ricardo for joining. Jeremy, let's get your thoughts here. Evan Wright says, with AEW and DDT working together, DDT has 10-man tag titles. Thoughts on them doing 10-man tag titles in AEW?
Oh, my God.
I think it's a unique concept.
I don't think it's a terrible idea. I don't think they'll introduce that until Kenny Omega comes back. Once he gets back, then they might introduce 10-man tag titles.
Oh, you're going to kill that idea. Kill it.
Don't question the point god.
See, our pal Hannah... Who is she to question the point god?
Who are you to question the point god?
That's right. All right, I just wanted to talk hockey since Jimmy stood me up on Monday. He has better things to do than talk hockey.
And that is not true at all, by the way. He doesn't.
Really?
No.
You should talk to my team and my company about Monday, Sean.
I'd rather not. Melissa's on your team, so I don't want to do that at all.
Melissa's nice.
Be nice to Melissa.
Okay, now Jeremy's kicked out for that. Joseph Correa says, shout out to Roxy. and everyone else who officially signed last week. I hope they see how big of a star she can be. She's a good one to have. That was a slam dunk. She had people pushing for her to be signed before she even had her tryout. Notorious Mimi was another one that they had, that people were pushing to sign. I heard great things from the Monster Factory about her, so that's a good one as well.
I like that WWE.com actually mentioned the name Roxy.
Yeah.
They don't do that often.
They didn't mention ROH, though.
No, but they did at least mention Roxy. So, that's a start. And then they mentioned Booker, of course.
Sure. Chris Rain says, loved your last interview with the Clout Couple. Will you be at Lexington Comic Con this weekend? Rick Cole and Hangman will be guests. Well, yes, I will, because I'm moving into my new home minutes away. But AEW has approved interviews with all three of those. So, time schedule permitting, I should be able to interview all three of them. But, you know, that's easier said than done, because one thing I will not do is go to a convention and be like, hey, come over here for like 20 minutes and let me fuck with your money that you're making at this convention.
You did that to Cardona. Cardona said so.
Yeah. So it was a good line on Cardona, though. He goes, I've been over here all day and you didn't bring me over till the end of this. And I said, I'm sorry. I couldn't see you behind Thunder Rosa's enormous line.
Yeah. Did you see his video about the Hardys line? Did you see that?
I didn't.
He was at a show where they did a signing for the Hardys prior to the wrestling version, like wrestling portion of the show. Cardona's yelling. He's like, can you hurry it up? I want to get my match going.
Oh,
and
I
there must have been 200 people on the Hardys line.
Oh, they're going to kill it. Sure. When I interviewed Matt Hardy, with the footage is lost, still got the audio. He takes his broken jacket with him everywhere so he can do cameos in it.
Because
he makes a lot of money off that.
Good for him. Good for him.
JoJo says, Sean, Kentucky lost, but my Tar Heels are still in it. Kentucky messed up my bracket. Do you know about anything about Ricochet being on Mania? I'd be shocked if he wasn't. I love the idea from Alex Fuse on Twitter. Do the Razor Ramon Memorial Ladder match for the Intercontinental title. It's right there. Put a bunch of people on the show that aren't on the show. Six-man ladder match for the title. That makes all the sense in the world.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
World to me, Jimmy.
It's a cool idea. Yeah. Won't shock me if they just put him in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
I don't even know if they're doing one. I don't think they have the talent for it.
What?
Yeah. Jimmy, they shaved off a lot of talent this
week. I know
they
did, but they can't put together at least 20 guys, put them in Battle Royal?
Probably not.
Wow.
And like I said, they shaved off an awful lot of talent, and you can shave off your big nasty pubes when you use Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL over at manscaped.com. But it's not just your big, nasty pubes.
You know
it's
who never did that, apparently? There you go, right there.
There you go. It's in the bathroom. Everything in the bathroom. Body wash. Deodorant. They've got the Manscaped Premium Deodorant, not for your nutsack, for your stinky armpits. The deodorant dries clear, aluminum-free, cologne-infused with their signature scent. They have the Hydrating Body Moisturizer. Had a long day, this will keep your skin feeling clean, smooth, and fresh. They have the body wash to lather you up with their infused aloe vera and sea salt shower gel. This is a great combination for keeping that skin good. Then they got the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. Clean off your head with one easy step, plus a free gift, 3-pack set of lip balm to keep your trash talking firing on all cylinders. All this can be found in their ultra premium collection. Not just that, they have that Lawnmower 4.0 with the advanced skin-safe technology that reduces cuts and nicks to your delicate areas. Manscaped and the code FIGHTFUL get you 20% off plus free shipping with the code FIGHTFUL at manscaped.com. Not just for getting rid of those big, nasty pubes anymore. It's everything in the bathroom. We got some super chats. Brent says, TK teasing someone being cleared for tonight. Miro? Well, I'll have to go look at that. Let me see what he said. Unless it's on his media stuff that I didn't see. We have an awesome sold-out crowd here in Dynamite, and we'll start with CM Punk and Dax Harwood. That's awesome. Oh, the fans here in Austin are one of the hottest crowds we have. We have an awesome crew here, and they're excited. Just got the doctor's injury report back, and it came back better than I expected. Going to be adding a big match to tonight's card in a few minutes. So, I don't know yet, but I think Miro's been healthy. Brent Lockman says, or Punk Harwood. That's good. Holy crap. I can't wait for that match. I'm stoked for it.
This is one thing that AEW does that I wish WWE did more. They'll always throw together matches that are different. And Hangman Page will have title defenses against different people.
Yeah.
I really wish WWE would do more. The only one I can think of is Roman Montez in terms of a main event guy and a mid-card level guy. Can you think of any other time on television in recent months when WWE had a main eventer with a mid-card guy?
No, but a lot of their stuff runs together for me, to be fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yurt asked any news on COVID protocols of Ring of Honor. I think it's standard. I think it's the same as AEW. Don't quote me on that yet. Action says, I know I'm a bit behind on the convo, but I feel betrayed by Cody as an AEW fan. He championed it so hard from the start. Now it feels bizarre and wrong. He's a guy with a family, with a child. I think he'll come back. I think he'll be back in AEW.
I think so too. I think it's going to be a short tenure in WWE.
I mean, ultimately, these people have to reflect their own personal and best interests, and that's what you got to remember. I stopped looking at it like that, whether it be baseball, football, whatever, as being betrayed.
It's a business.
It's a business.
Yeah.
But I understand why a lot of people feel that, because a lot of people were disenfranchised by WWE, and they were pushed away from wrestling by it, and AEW kind of gave them that fresh start. Abhinav says, other than YYZ, where should AEW Canada show be? This is a you question, Jimmy.
So, yeah, Joel, we talked about this on the Q&A. The one thing I don't know about TSN viewership is what cities they're seeing the highest viewership in. So Toronto is an obvious one, depending on what cities are the strongest. Montreal's, to me, an easy one.
Sure.
Vancouver is probably an easy one. But again, it comes down to, I'm not sure what cities are doing the strongest viewership for them. Montreal and Vancouver would seem like the most logical.
The Yukon.
Choices. Yes. Yes. Let's do the Yukon. Let's do Regina, as Bruce Buffer said. Regina, Saskatchewan.
Shot Kid says, just a shout out. Bloodsport 8 card looks nuts. I love John Morrison being on that card. I love it. That is just such a perfect one. Ninja Mac, I love him being on there. Then you got guys like J.R. Kratos who have made that a normal thing. Timothy Thatcher being involved is great. Masha being on there again. Moxley and Oney Lorcan, Biff Busick, that's awesome. Royce Isaacs, I think a lot of him. Marina Shafir, this is an environment she always thrives in. Speedball Mike Bailey. Then you got Josh Barnett versus Jonah.
Really?
Yeah. Guys, get in your thumbs up. Get in your super chats and humper chats. We're heading down the home stretch. Maggie says, fly me to Canada for an AEW show. We just might bring her over for content one day. She's such just a ball of energy. She's wonderful.
I want to leave you with one thing before we go to the list goes on at FightfulSelect.com. I was looking up some statistics, and this one popped out at me. And you know how popular Sasha Banks is, but how Sasha Banks is also very polarizing. Did you know that Sasha Banks has a WrestleMania losing streak of 0-6?
Yeah, I sure did.
And I had no idea.
This should be the story every time.
It should be a story. I had no idea. Big E is 0-7, Sean.
Big E's 0-7. Sasha's 0-6. Aleister Black had a one-year winning streak. None of them were stories. None of them.
I can't believe Sasha Banks is 0-6. Somebody posted on social media. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't have looked it up.
Maximize your positives and your negatives. Turn a story out of it.
I agree.
Make something happen. That's what I want.
I agree.
Joel Woods says, okay, so now Cody's out of the way. What's the likelihood would you give Gargano or Wyatt returning to WWE? Wyatt, I'll say 35, 40%. I think eventually WWE will get into a spot where they're like, well, damn, let's maybe try to bring him back. Mm-hmm. Gargano, I think it's 50-50. I think he's doing his family stuff, and I think it's possible. And I think they can probably offer him more money than anybody else. But he's gonna be able to keep his Twitch. That's for damn sure. He's doing great on there. Guys, leave a thumbs up. Join us on Fightful Select's list goes on. Get a cameo from me. 100% of the proceeds always go to a good cause. this year or this month. It is Ukrainian relief efforts. Until next time, let me make sure I don't have any super chats or humper chats. Okay, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.